Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is, and this is a damn crackhead. Go, crackhead, go. Don't you see me talking to myself in my car? This is Black People Business Wednesday, a whole Wednesday, and I got a crackhead. I'm in the parking lot of damn McDonald's again because the raggedy-ass place that I, oh, too cracky. Because the raggedy-ass place that I rent, it keeps going out. So now I got to come into a Crackhead Central and try to have a show. But hello, everybody, and thank you for listening, and thank you for listening. It's been to be a crackhead fight. I love it. I love it. And somebody got a cane. You know what? In the drive-thru of the McDonald's. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So today we're going to look at them. Today we are going to talk about... If I had a camera, it just wouldn't be right. Okay, so today we're going to talk about what Black America needs, and they need to not have two crackheads getting ready to fight in the drive-thru of the McDonald's. Not just in the McDonald's parking lot, but in the drive-thru. One crackhead got a cane. So do you think a crackhead with a cane need to be fighting? One, okay, they're going separate ways, and here they come, and they're coming back. Looking in my car, always catching people looking in my car, but... Ooh. Anyway, so we're going to talk about what Black people need. And then we're going to have our guest, Mr. Hendrick Johnson, join us at, hey, what's happening? Join us at 8:15. And today was an awesome day for Stacey Johnson. And this is your host, We're the Crackhead. Stacey F. Johnson, the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, who is just great and wonderful and so happy to be back home. You know, there's nothing like being around constant crackheads because they're really nice. And, you know, if you just let them know that you ain't finna go down like that, they won't mess with you. So today we're going to talk about what Black people need because it's really very important to me. And when I talk to people about what I feel my mission is and what I feel my parents would be proud that I'm doing today as their youngest daughter of 11 children and almost 50 years old, I love saying that. Almost 50 years young. I love saying that. I owe a life of dedication to the people who shed their blood for me. I was the little girl Martin Luther King was talking about with whole hands with little Black boys and little Black girl, white girl, whatever he said, and all of that good stuff. And I feel that we owe it to our community to come back and make it better, to our people just to make them better. You know, Everybody knows we raggedy. Everybody knows we raggedy. And some people are just happy keeping it that way. Some people are paid to keep us raggedy. Some people just don't care as long as they have theirs. But I got a group of people that care right along with me. And keep in mind, we are in I got my battery going here, and I got to remember to touch my computer every now and then. But, you know, it's just like... I just feel a debt. I just feel obligated. You know, I could have not done a good job as a mother, but I felt obligated to my kids to do the best that I could for them, to show them the best. And I feel the same way for my people. You know, being back home, it's just like we just happy to buy shit. And if we selling something, it's what them two gang fights was getting ready to be about, some crack. And we're quick to sell it to our own before we even touch anybody else. And it's just that. So what we're going to talk about today, and Mr. Johnson is going to talk about today in his world, in his 30-some-year-old world, and me in my almost 50-something-year-old world, is what we feel that Black America needs and what we're willing to go and do and say and put ourselves out there for our people, because we do owe a debt of obligation as Black Americans. We could be worse off, if you can even imagine and fathom that. We could be worse off than we are. That there were some true warriors back in the day that loved us enough and loved themselves enough. Probably more, you know, they loved themselves enough and who they were, and they decided to stand up for the time that they did, and we owe it to them to continue their struggle and their fight, and it does not have to be a struggle today because there's so many influential Black people that it should be very, very, very easy to bring our people up. And why we're not, I don't know. But that's not for me to worry about. All I can do is what I can do, and this is my attempt to do what I can do. So I am in the parking lot of McDonald's, and I am announcing or producing or whatever the hell I'm doing after a long day. I have to give Gray, I have to give so much props to God because he is making me work out this plan that he said I could have, and it's just wonderful just seeing stuff come together and just being happy and being, you know, and being you and having a sense of accomplishment. You know, my kids are grown. They're responsible members of society. That's a great thing. I'm not sitting up on my sick mama or have a dead grandma or something. I'm supporting myself. And I have a wonderful relationship with my daughter. I'm very proud about that. And my grandson, Elijah, calls me every day now, tells me about his day. And I just love my life. So I want everybody to love their life, and I want to do the best that I can for black people. And this is my attempt. So here we go. What Stacey thinks black people need, and what goes along the lines of what our people back in the day, 60s and 70s, Black Panther 10-point program, you know, we want full employment. Martin Luther King, before he died, it was an economic march that was next. You know, we got our civil rights in place. So now it's time to get some economic equality going. And, you know, as long as we live in America, as long as we live in America, it's going to be a real struggle for black people to be seen and viewed. And it'll take as many years as probably we've been here. You know, my grandson will probably still be fighting for what his grandma was fighting for in 2012 and 2042 or something, you know, because this is what America is built on, unfortunately, black president or not. And you see what they're doing to him all, you know. So, you know, it's economic advancement. You know, we need to teach our children. So the things that I think black Americans need, three things. Education. We need to refocus like my parents did with me and my sister. That education is key. And I wouldn't necessarily say rush your kids on to college right after high school either. Give them a couple of years to figure out what the hell they want to waste their money on. What the hell they think is important to get in student loan debt behind before we just make them do it. But, yeah, education, and I'd like to start with math. And you know, that's key, and it's so popular to be ignorant. I mean, I had to fight really hard for my boys to not think it was cute to be ignorant because they are from the cute to be ignorant generation, and it was very difficult. And as they see now, and now that they're getting older and they got to work and stuff, and you know, it's hard when you got to work with your back and your legs and your hands instead of your brain. It's much harder. So, you know, education is key, whether you learn a trade or you go and become a doctor or you just learn how to be a RN real quick or, like my daughter, get your certificate if you're going to be a makeup artist and open a business. That's the next thing Stacey thinks is very important, is that we, what time is it? I can't see. Where are my glasses? And I can't see without them. The next thing Stacey thinks is important is economic advancement. You know, we really should, every race of people thinks it's important to be business owners, but not us. And I really, to this day, right now, today, I don't really know what black people think is important. But to me, economic development within the family first, and, you know, have a spirit of entrepreneurship. You know, when I'm seeing more and more little nasty little sticky carts full of fruit and stuff, we can put something in a cart and sell it. And that's what my goal is and my plan is over these next couple of years. Here in the lovely town of Los Angeles is to show by example whether I'm selling. I say, look, I'm going to open up a liquor store, a beauty supply. I'm going to sell T-shirts, and I'm going to fry me some fish. Okay, I'm going to have all of that. And then some ignorant fool, don't sell alcohol, it poisons. I'm like, look, don't nobody buy more alcohol than black people. So whether I sell it or not, guess what? We all going to drink it, including you, nigga, so I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm opening up a fish market, beauty supply. What I say, fish market, beauty supply, I'm going to sell T-shirts and a liquor store. And all the proceeds are going to go to support the Association of African American Single Mothers. So that's what I think. That's the second thing. First thing, education. I've led by example. Every time I had an opportunity to get free education, I did it. And I thank every insurance company I ever worked for. Thank you very much. And I have paid for my education, still in debt for my education. Thank you very much. So I led by example with that. Economic development, this is my second business. So thank you very much. A nonprofit is a business as well. It has to be run like a business, even if you spend your own money. So thank you very much. I led by example on that one. Now the third one. And this is probably, well, now that I got my little partner in Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kendrick Johnson, it's going to be much easier to, number three, black organizations such as probably the church that you go to every Sunday and organize things like organizations like the Rainbow Coalition, that still exists. I don't even know if somebody mentioned that today. I was like, does that still exist? That, NAACP, Urban League, I'd like to formally invite them to change what they do to benefit the people that they are supposed to serve. There are more Mercedes and Beamers going through this negrified McDonald's than I've ever seen anywhere. My goodness. Wow, people are rich in this neighborhood. Anyway, that's what I'd like to see. So that's what I think black people need. Focus on education, of course we do. Knowledge is power. I've proven that in my own life. Just Googling stuff, I've gotten more smarter. I've gotten smarter over the years. I mean, learn. There's no reason for a man to be ignorant. Whatever you need to know, you can Google it if you don't take your ass. Cool. Anyway, two, economic development. Go sell some T-shirts. Sell anything legal. I'm helping somebody open up a medical marijuana store. You know? That, too. That's the fifth store. The liquor store, the beauty supply, the fish market, the medical marijuana, and whatever that other one was. And formally ask these churches to, can you get a little more on point for black America and do what we actually need done for our people? And we're going to start with West Angeles Church that's always closed down the street from my Starbucks that I had to tell the African. And I've been sitting at the Starbucks table for 5 years, nigga, how this is my hood. And I don't, nigga, Africa, no Africa, I know you a special Negro. I had to do that today at Starbucks. Somebody had the nerve. See, they don't know me because I ain't been around. But a nigga now knows this is my hood, okay? Crenshaw, that's my hood. So don't mess with me. Don't mess with black people. And I'm the first black people you don't mess with. Anyway, this is Black People Business Wednesday, where we got the fanciest niggas in the fanciest cars down this crackhead street. I can't believe it. Hey, wait, I'm fancy. I got a fancy car. Hey! Oh my God. This Tahoe is going to get an ass whip on the live show. Woo! Okay, I'm going to take a break because Cedric will be calling in soon to tell me the challenges of black single father faces. This is the diary. Well, I'm almost in my pants because somebody almost hit my baby. All right, I'll be right back. the McDonald's parking lot, and Mr. Johnson is on hold, and this is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday at McDonald's, and McDoubles are good. Just order them with no cheese. It's a magic burger. All right. So, what black people need, black people, all right? I need to see more black people working where ain't nothing but black people buying. That's another thing. 10 zillion black people sitting in Starbucks, one working there. That's some shit. All right, so Mr. Johnson, I'm going to hopefully not hang up on you and put you on the horn so you can tell the peepers what a black single father. Oh, I ain't never met none of them that actually do what the hell they're supposed to do. But anyway, what you need, boo? All right, here we go. I hope I don't hang up on you, but if I do, call me back. Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. Andrew J's in the building.
Hey, I got to get my clapping sound. That'll be next because I got to clap you in next time. Hi,
yeah,
boo.
Yeah, for real. What's good? How you feeling on this wonderful evening?
Hey, it's Black People Business Wednesday, and I'm doing Black People Business. So you know I'm Black People Business good. Hi.
Well, you talking about what black people need?
I said hi to Senor Lopez that just was all up in our mix, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
Hey, you know, well, let me tell you from the single dad perspective what black people need. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Raising this young man on the solo mission, you know, with not a whole lot of resources. You know, where are black men support groups at? Who's helping out the brothers that's raising these kids? You know what I'm saying? I got a 5-year-old. You know what I mean? I'm having to learn simple stuff like how to break a fever. You know, simple stuff like, you know, putting a little potion together to get these little coughs, you know, out the way. I've been up all night. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a walking zombie right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, what black people need, we need support groups for the single black dads. You know, they got enough stuff for the single women, but at the same time, they still in need of resources. You know, I would have to say we need a lot of shit. The community, we need a lot of shit. Basically, we like that bland ass potato salad that people show up at potlucks with, and they sit that shit on the table. They know that shit is nasty. That potato salad needs a lot of shit. It need a whole lot of love. And that's the community. We sit that old nasty ass potato salad on the table, and we think we're supposed to eat it. We need safe havens for these kids. These kids that's walking around here. I've seen a kid sagging today, and he had the boxers on, but the hole was in the back. I don't know what he was trying to say. Maybe he wanted somebody to run up in him. But we need safe havens for these kids. These kids need to go somewhere to exercise. Let out that aggression. YMCA charge it too much. The church won't open their damn door. You can't go nowhere to go, you know, shoot a basket, run a lap. You know, you can't go nowhere safe. These kids need safe havens to go exercise, community centers. Even if they're not into exercising, maybe they could just go hang out. Stay out of damn trouble. There ain't nowhere for these kids to go. You know, we need places. You know, not only that, though, Sister Stacy, we need transition centers. I mean, to teach these kids the shit that they can't learn at school, like etiquette, say how to tell somebody thank you, you know, opening doors, you know, grooming these young men.
Like my daddy used to call them, you know, some basic social graces, how to act, and citizenship, that half of them don't even know what the hell that means. What's your duty to yourself, to your community, to your family? That's the kind of shit that they ain't thinking about teaching in nobody's school, you know? And let's not even talk about the need for black history, okay? That's what's wrong with us from jump. We're the only race of people that don't think we need to focus on what our history was all about. That's why we're so messed up today. That's why we don't honor Dr. King like we're supposed to. That's why we don't honor old raggedy-ass 28 days worth of Black History Month. You know?
Even before we honor them, don't we got to honor ourselves, Stacey? Like, think about it. What about self-esteem? What about grooming? I'm not a woman. You a woman, so you could shine on this better than me. But y'all got a lot of fluids and a whole lot of stuff going on throughout y'all day. Why these young girls got to learn all this stuff on their own? Where the women at that's teaching them? Hey, you know, this is your what you call it? This is your light day pad. This is your heavy day pad. This is your when you off your bag pad. You know what I'm saying? Why these girls learning this stuff on their own?
Right. And you know what? Where does that start? That starts in the family. You know what I mean? It starts in the family, and you know where I come from, even in my own single family. I'm the head of that bad boy, you know, and I got to put down the rules, whether it's for the boys or for my girl. You know what I'm saying? And I feel today too many of our young mothers are worried about being Beyonce, from what I see, and all this fake hair and all of this fakeness.
Well, this is about what we need, though. I hate to say it, but fuck them. This is about what the community needs. We already know they dropping the ball, okay? So then we got something in place for them low-budget moms that's dropping the ball. We need a center, a safe haven, a transition center. Basically, you go in one way, you coming out another way. We should have a place in the places in the community where these kids can come and get some damn knowledge. Okay,
yeah.
we're at a loss for knowledge. What about the 24-hour shit? You ever go to Redondo Beach? They got 24-hour Rite Aid, Save On, Walgreens, coffee shops, Kinko's. They can get shit done after midnight.
Yeah,
you come on our side, we can't get a damn thing done. We don't have 24-hour stuff. We have a lack of resources, and it's our own fault because we haven't demanded more. But you can drive right down PCH, go down PCH at 2:30, and it's a coffee shop open.
Yep.
You get a warm cup of coffee, an internet plug-in, and a Wall Street Journal at 2:30 on PCH somewhere. And that's what
they're saying. Okay, keep in mind, we just lost the computer power, so let's keep it going. As long as we're talking, we good until 8:30. Okay, so I feel you on what you feel, and we talk about it as many times as we meet. We talk about what we need. But we also go talk about, you know, what we feel, and you say, yeah, community center, safe haven, all that stuff, because what you and I are trying to do is get a group of people behind us that think like us, you know, that may be in the L.A. area, surrounding areas, that want to break out and to do something. And I don't know if you heard me, but, you know, I think our first job is to go down to that church in West Angeles and ask them, why is it that they're not open for the community, and what would it take for them to be open for the community down Crenshaw on a regular basis?
I'm with you on that. I'm down to go down there. But, hey, you know, they did Occupation L.A. a few months ago. Occupation, write a damn check. Write a damn check. All you athletes, write a damn check. Okay?
Yeah.
You cats, you know, all you niggas that put gold in your mouth. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So somebody can just chop your damn head off and take your mouth to the pawn shop. Fools have run amok. Right, operation, write a damn check. We could go to the church, but we already know that's a damn show. So I already know it's going to be a waste of time, but I'm down to go with you. But my thing is, write a damn check. It's old money.
Writing a check is real easy.
New money.
And our goal is to get that Quiznos, right? Is that our goal? Behind Starbucks.
Yeah. No
on Crenshaw. And to convert it into the Association of African American Single Mothers, it's already got a refrigerator so we can store our food for the food program. Okay? It's already got everything we need. and it's in a central location where people can come and walk in. That old man with them on white feet, because he's been walking around for years like that. Maybe he can come in and get him a pair of shoes or something like that. So that's our goal, to get some like-minded people together. Yeah, and the easy part is you can't do nothing else. Write a check to the Association of African American Single Mothers.
Write a damn check, man. Write a damn check. And this
just
is the
write
thing.
A check. Right,
we gotta focus. We gotta focus on the zip codes that we live in. Hey, we done helped Africa enough. We got poverty right here down the street. We done helped Indonesia, and we done helped foreign countries enough. It's time to help this right down here. Fifth and Crocker, San Julian, 83rd in Vermont, 106th in Budlong.
48th and Western.
That's what I'm saying. It's time to help ourselves. And
you know what I'm saying?
All these neighborhood meetings. We only have a meeting when the police pop somebody in the head. What about some meaningful community meetings? We're talking about the stuff we need to fix, like these damn stray cats, potholes, this bullshit ass fast track on the freeway. So you telling me you could take my right away from riding in the free carpool lane to go to paying now? Are you kidding me? Who's voting on this bullshit?
And you know what? Everything's designed to take from us as a community. I mean, even we take it from ourselves. Everything's designed to take from us. Ain't shit designed to give back to us. You know what I mean?
Well, guess
and
what?
It's time,
I'm going to tell you
time
this right now.
That old shit. It's time out for
that
shit.
Now, I ain't picking no motherfucking cotton. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going down. And it ain't I ain't getting on nobody damn plantation. I ain't picking no damn cotton. Because that's what they trying to move us around back to. I ain't going there. It's too hot. I'm taking the day off. I ain't picking no damn cotton.
I feel you. So we going to go. We focusing on education, economic development, and we have 90 seconds, okay?
I'm gonna take
30 of them. I'm gonna give you the minute. And what we gonna focus on, and my thing is coming from a place of I owe people that died for me some shit. I owe them better than what we've been giving them as a people for these last 50 years damn near. You know, so I feel a sense of obligation because I can't go the rest of my life walking around like I can't do shit, but I know that I can. So you are next, young man.
Well, hey, I'm Andrew Johnson. You know, you can find me on Facebook, but at the same time, the city needs to change. We need development. We need resources, safe havens, transition centers. It's all about changing up our wig. We got to change what's going on in our mind before we can change anything else. We got to change and develop our noodle. Okay, that's the main focal point, and we gonna make a difference. We start at home and we bridge the gap. Hey, I thank you for your time. Your show is the bomb always.
Thank you, Bill, and I'm loving you for that because my daughter said the same thing. You know, it's like we got to change the way we thinking. We got to change our whole way of doing things. And I love you too, and thank you for joining me, boo. And we're going to make
much
this,
love.
We're going to do what we need to do. And this is the diary.
Absolutely.
Yes, this is the diary. We're going to get cut off, all that good shit. Hopefully tomorrow I ain't got to be in a McDonald's parking lot. I'm going to be in a Starbucks parking lot because I had a crack fight that I witnessed, and it's okay. A crackhead fight, that's okay. But you know what? With the things that we're talking about, we'll get these dumbasses off the street. This is the diary. Thanks for joining, and join us again tomorrow. And I cannot play goodbye music because the computer went off. So goodbye.